The New York Giants are benching quarterback Eli Manning for their game this weekend. It is an extraordinary move because Manning has started 210 straight games for the Giants and has led them to two Super Bowl victories. But this season, the Giants have only won two games and have lost nine, so Manning is perhaps paying the price for that terrible record. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, and he joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
So the Giants are taking a lot of heat for this move and the way it was handled. Was it warranted?
I think not, and I think the way it was handled was certainly a bungled job. So you have the Giants coach, Ben McAdoo, sort of off the cuff saying, oh, by the way, we have a little personnel decision to announce. You know that guy who's taken 14,000 snaps under center? You know that guy who has the second longest streak in the history of the NFL for not missing a start? Yeah, he won't be playing. Eli Manning, two-time Super Bowl MVP, is not good enough to lead this 2-9 team, and that was kind of shocking. It was a slap in the face to Manning. Now, when you say it wasn't warranted, the question is, okay, that's great. I mean, a lot of guys have a really good resume, right? Joe Montana won a bunch of Super Bowls. The guy's also 61 years old. I don't want him stepping on the field tomorrow. Was Manning bad? Manning was mediocre this year. But mediocre means, you know, it's a hard position to play, and it means that if he had an offensive line and if he had good receivers, I think he could have done okay. He was treated rather shabbily.
So was McAdoo doing this to save his own job?
You know, I think it actually, maybe he thought he was. Maybe he thought that he needed to do something desperate. And when an NFL coach needs to do something desperate, you change quarterbacks. And also, it's true that it's not as if Giants fans were thrilled with Manning's play. Look at the 2-9 record. He rightly comes under much criticism. So perhaps that was his motivation. I think it damned him, in fact. And all the papers, the headlines today are that the Giants owner will not give McAdoo a reassurance that he won't be fired during the season. So that tells you what you need to know.
There have been other examples of this in the NFL this year. The Buffalo Bills benched their starting quarterback as well, which you say was a crazy move.
Yeah, of course, there are many examples of benching quarterbacks, and it's the most important position in any sport, the most outsized, important position of all the professional sports. But with Buffalo, you had Tyrod Taylor, who would frustrate fans because he wasn't perfect on third down, and you could nitpick things. But by every statistical and empirical measure, was actually an above-average quarterback, especially when you take into account the fact that he could run. And Sean McDermott, new coach of the Bills, decided to bench him. It was shocking to people. And his replacement, Nathan Peterman, throws five interceptions in the first half of the game that he replaces him, making everyone in Buffalo and beyond say, yeah, maybe we'll stick with Tyrod.
On the other hand, the Patriots coach, Bill Belichick, has been criticized for leaving Tom Brady in the game when the Patriots are way ahead. So it can go both ways.
I guess it could go both ways. I mean, there's a big football media industrial complex, so you've got to criticize everyone and criticize everything. I don't see Brady's getting hurt in garbage time, and I do see tons and tons of rings on both Belichick and Brady's fingers. I don't know if there is a right answer when, you know, when you're up by 30 and there's 2 minutes left, why not play the backup? But that absolutely works for the Patriots, and I think it also sends the message of excellence, and we're going to keep with our excellent player because that's what they want and that's what he wants.
It's working. Mike Pesca.
For some of these teams, it is.
Here now, sports analyst. Thank you.
You're welcome.